at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm visiting with Dr. Matt Roberts. And Matt, you're one of our presenters here. You got a session coming up to talk about trends in energy and alternative fuels. First of all, though, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you do.
Well, my name is Matt Roberts. I am an associate professor in the Ag Econ Department at Ohio State University. I'm responsible for grain marketing, extension, teaching. I do a lot of work in biofuels. Prior to graduate school, I actually was a liquid fuels broker in Europe. And so when I came to Ohio State to do grain work, the biofuels market's really the intersection of grains and energy. So it's natural that I have done a lot of work there. I've kind of been pulled into that as it's really expanded over the last 6 or 7 years.
Well, here at this conference where you've got these folks looking at some of the trends that are going on, when it comes to this area, what are some of the things you'd like them to take away from the presentation?
One of the takeaways is, even though we're going to see a lot of very substantial policy changes in the ethanol industry over the coming months, we're going to see the volumetric ethanol excise tax credit is going to end in December 31st, along with the tariff. The first takeaway is there's not going to actually be that large of an impact right now when that goes away. Now, long term, we may see some impact, but for the foreseeable future, that shouldn't matter that much to corn prices or to the biofuels market. That's the first point. The second point is the RFS, however, does really matter. The attention in the industry and in policy circles has now turned towards campaigning to have the RFS reopened. Clearly, it will need to be reopened at some point on the cellulosic side, but on the corn ethanol side, we are meeting that. It does seem to be working okay. However, it will be difficult, I think, politically to open one without the other. If that happens, that could potentially really shift a lot of what is going on right now in ethanol.
So when you look at these possibilities and the things that really are facing the industry right now, and by that I mean anybody involved in corn production and in ethanol production, from a marketing standpoint for this is a group of marketers here, agricultural marketers, what could this mean, or what should they kind of have in the back of their mind as they look at this unfold? Because, you know, yeah, the end of the year will be at least one of those stepping stones.
Well, one of the tricks whenever you discuss the big picture of ethanol or biofuels more broadly is there really aren't simple answers, quite frankly. There are trade-offs around biofuels. There are trade-offs around policy. For every advantage we can talk about it, there are disadvantages. And what I think marketers really need to step back, and what the industry needs to step back is, or the industry needs to do, is step back and think about the fundamental reasons that are out there and what's driving it and what should be driving it. And start with the questions. One of the problems so far in much of the rhetoric around biofuels is everybody starts with an answer. They don't start with a question. They don't start with a problem. Instead, they're looking for a problem to justify something that already exists. And that really is, on some level, where ethanol, I think, has found itself today.
Yeah. Very interesting way of looking at it, because I don't think most people probably have thought that through, and we just have so many questions that do come up when it relates to ethanol in the whole range from policy and environmental concerns to you name it. As you kind of look ahead beyond maybe even the end of the year, for the ethanol industry, what kind of, I don't want to say it's words of wisdom, but what do you see there for the folks that are in this industry? It has been very volatile and shifting, and are we going to kind of continue to see that, do you think, or will it sort of things settle down at some point?
I don't think things are going to settle down. Ultimately, the ethanol industry is a commodity processing industry. It is taking corn. It's turning it into biofuels, which is a substitute, as we know, for gasoline. And so you're competing in two markets that are related. And we do see those prices move together, but they are not the same. And so inevitably, it's going to remain a very difficult industry. And over time, we will see its margins stay relatively tight and highly volatile. Now, The bad news is that's a difficult long-term. That does mean it's a difficult environment to work in. The good news is it means the best managed firms have opportunities to really distinguish themselves from less well-managed firms. It's going to be an industry that there remains opportunities to be profitable in, but there will be a lot of very sharp edges, and firms that are not careful will have ample opportunity to go bankrupt.
Well, and we have certainly seen that happen. For the kind of work that you're doing in this area with the university, do you have information available people can come and find on the work you do or at all? I'm just curious. So
I do write a monthly newsletter. It typically comes out a few days after the WASDE reports each month. From time to time, I do a month-end newsletter, sort of a thought piece. You can find that material at MatthewCRoberts.com. It's probably the easiest place to look at it. And also, I try to update once or twice a day, sometimes more than that, on Twitter. And I'm at YourEconProf.
Wonderful. We'll definitely put those links in there. And I want to thank you very much, Matt, for speaking with me here. We're at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.